Hey, Star Wars fans, welcome back to Star Wars Hangout. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lonnie.
And friends, we are back with our Rebels rewatch. We are diving into episode 6 of season 2, Brothers of the Broken Horn. Interesting how the titles sort of tell us a little bit about what's going to happen in the episode. And sometimes we don't know until we get in there and we watch it. And then we look back at the title and we say, okay, I get it a little bit, sort of.
Yeah.
So we just finished up our last episode where we were talking about Always Two There Are and the things that went down with the Inquisitors. We'll make some tie-ins here because Lottie had some unfinished thoughts in that last episode that we're going to dive into.
Yeah.
But friends, we are excited. Also, if you are wondering, maybe you've already heard it. Maybe we haven't talked about it yet. I'm not sure. Depends on how I drop these episodes. Big Star Wars news out there. So be looking for that green icon. Make sure you click on the main episode where we're breaking down all sorts of theories, news, and what have you. I'm just pumped about what's going on in Star Wars right now. And there's more news coming across the feed over here. As I record this, more stuff is dropping. So it's great. There's a big convention going on right now. So lots of cool stuff. All right, let's dive into just a little quick little summary on this one. So the Brothers of the Broken Horn, episode 6, season 2. When Ezra answers a distress signal from the Broken Horn, the young Jedi finds someone unexpected waiting, the legendary pirate Hondo Anaka. But is he friend or foe? Now, did you know before, have you ever seen Hondo Anaka?
No.
Before? You hadn't seen him. So, and this is what's interesting, you know, they drop someone, if your first time coming into Star Wars is Star Wars Rebels. Like I've mentioned, there's several people who I know who they just, it was on. They like anime, they like cartoons, they like that style, and they started watching it and they were like, okay, I don't know who this guy is. You find out he's actually been around for a little bit.
Really?
Other individuals in Star Wars know him from the Clone Wars.
Oh.
The likes of maybe Obi-Wan Kenobi and other Jedi and people know who Hondo is. So when he dropped in this episode and when he shows up in Rebels, everyone's like, whoa. I mean, look, when it first came out, It was a big deal, just because we're like, we know who that is. And we didn't know how his story finished. We weren't sure, what was he still around during this time? That's always the big thing, I guess, when a new thing like Bad Batch comes out, or when Obi-Wan Kenobi, the series was coming out, Andor, as Mandalorian Season 3, Ahsoka, all those things come out. We're wondering, who are the characters who are still around, who we haven't seen their death, we haven't seen their demise, we don't know if they're going to show back up in a series later. What's their full arc? Their story is not over. And we've been telling this story for 40 years. So it's like, we're still I mean, literally, we start the whole saga, Star Wars saga, off with Obi-Wan Kenobi, and we still get information on Obi-Wan Kenobi this last summer.
Yeah.
They're still telling us and filling in the gaps, and it's great. I think that's wonderful. It brings more people into it, and then they dive into, you know, because it just depends on you know, your age or your generation, right, is when you get into Star Wars. So this was neat for them to say, let's drop in something from Clone Wars, and Hondo Anaka is in this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was in charge of, well, he took over Visago's ship. Now, do you remember who Visago was kind of a little bit from the beginning? Okay. So he's the guy there in the very beginning of the series.
Right.
Black market stuff and
Right, and they were making deals with him, and they owed him one because he rescued him?
Yep, they did. So let me just do a quick little, so we have, so Visago is, so Ezra, to start this off, first of all the training stuff is still weighing on him. He has lightsaber training, he's got soldier training, he's got all those different things happening, and he also has to scrub down the ghost. He's got chores.
Yeah.
He's in this family, this way of life. It's too much.
Yeah.
So what do you thought? You feel like he's, you get it, right? Have you ever been in a situation where, there's too much going on.
100%.
You just want to be a kid.
I was going to say, he's a teenager still, and he just wants to have fun and play games or go on missions, it's, especially before that, because he mentioned it in the previous episode, he was on his own.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, did he mention it? It doesn't matter. He was on his own for most of his life. And now he has to listen to Hera and Kanan, who are like parental figures for him now, right? They're friends. He's his master, but they're also like a little bit like mom and dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's different. And it's change. We all are a little bit resistant to change a lot of times.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Because our nature is to, if we survived up until this point, what we've been doing seems to be a good thing, so why change? And that's why our psychology is always resistant against change for a little bit.
You have to be intentional about reprogramming and building a different habit, a different way of life, and telling yourself, no, this is good. This is the way. This is what I need to be doing. Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah, because otherwise, I think back on that time where things were easier. This is difficult. Do I want to do that? And then it takes discipline of mind. It takes like a will, a spirit to be willing and to engage in that new lifestyle. So you're totally right. He's got a lot of that going on, and it's weighing on his mind as he answers this distress call.
Yeah.
So he's there. It's totally Visago. It's Visago's ship, so therefore it's sort of like coming through as him, and he goes to answer the distress call. And he finds Hondo Anaka there. Now let me read just a little bit. This might be kind of spoiler in terms of Hondo in Clone Wars, but I just want Lai to have a little bit of context. So by the time of the Clone Wars, the Galactic Republic and the Separatist, we've got Anaka is a pirate king.
Oh, wow.
This guy you saw was a pirate king on Florum, and he basically enters into the Clone Wars having captured the leader of the Separatist movement, Count Dooku, as well as Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker. He's trying to ransom the trio, but his influence was far from diminished through that whole experience. So throughout the rest of the war, the pirate frequently encountered Kenobi, Skywalker, Ahsoka in both helpful and antagonistic roles, just like you saw here. So sometimes he's helpful, got your guys back, no problem. Also going to take those credits real quick. And then, so that's just who he is. He's just a scoundrel.
Yeah, and it's funny because he mentioned in this episode that he was once a Jedi friend.
He did, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, I like that. I like that. Okay, so at the end of the Clone Wars, we saw the rise of the Galactic Empire, under whose rule Anaka was his gang was sort of broken up. And the once great pirate was cast adrift as a small-time smuggler and outlaw. While on his own, Anaka encountered several notable people during his exploits, chief among them the young Jedi fugitive revolutionary Ezra Bridger. So, yeah, he kind of becomes a little bit of an ally with him over this episode. It's interesting. There's when he goes to betray you, he's really not ever wanting you to be in harm or to lose your life or anything or whatever. It's just sort of, haha, gotcha, and I got the credits and see ya. He wants to put you in a position where you can't follow him and pursue him for what he thinks is his. So they get in there, the droids. He's got Visago's ship. He has somehow disabled all of Visago's droids. He has put Visago in his own cell, right? Ezra then is sort of the planet, the mission that Hera and everyone was on was to get power cells for the people who were freezing there.
Yeah.
Well, sure enough, Anaka has those. And here we go. He's going to play along here, try to figure out what to do. At one point, he even talks about joining his crew as long as they can get those converters back to Hera and everybody
else. Do you think
he
was sincere about that?
No, as soon as he says it, he walks away and he's sort of thinking like, what did I just do?
I mean, the Pirate King. Was
Hondo?
Sincere? Like, did he really want Ezra as his partner? Or was he just saying that?
Great question. I don't know. I think he did for a while, because actually he goes up and he sits in the cockpit and he lets Ezra do his thing. I think he maybe thinks for a while, I'll keep this kid around.
I think he really likes him. Yeah.
Yeah.
When he said, "Oh wait, you lied about your name."
Yeah,
you know, I knew I liked you from the beginning, but it was a little bit of a risk to say the name Lando Calrissian, because there's a chance he would know who that is, and then obviously he would know, okay, this is not him.
Right, right.
So he was lucky that he'd never actually seen Lando, but just heard of him.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, I forgot that he goes by the name Lando. And that actually takes us back to, I always say his name wrong. Let me get it here. As Morgan?
Yeah.
As Morgan, the big sort of red guy with the big face, and he was kind of scary or whatever. That's the enemy. They're both get in a big fight or whatever. So that guy's a criminal leader who's in the Outer Rim territory near the planet Lothal. We've seen him before. Let's see. Yeah, we see him in season one, didn't we?
When they were with Lando for a little bit.
Yeah,
because that's how he knew Ezra.
True, and that's how he also knew that's not Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Okay. That's right. They were giving, it was the puffer pigs.
Yeah.
They had those puffer pigs in return for Harrison Dula, which is crazy.
Oh, that's right.
She was going to go over and be his,
Wait, is he a Hutt?
No. He's not really. I know he looks a little bit like one. What is he?
I'm trying to find a picture of him, but I can't. Where is
Jablogian?
He?
Jablogian? Is that how you say it?
Okay.
I'm not actually sure. Yeah. So he's a different. He looks big and gross and kind of like he's, possibly related to the Hutts, but no, just a little different.
Okay.
So anyway, he's a scoundrel himself. He's trying to, yeah. I mean, he was. That guy is something else. Like he's looking at Harrison Duel when she comes on in that season one. Like it's like, oh, looky here. I mean, very happy to see this guy go down. So, anyways, Hondo and him are fighting, but we get past all that. Anyway, so the real point of this episode though is that Hondo is now going to be. It's you remember how Visago in season one had this sort of I owe you now you owe me.
Yeah.
So Ezra answers that call and right. I owe you one. I'm gonna let you out of your cell.
Yeah.
Now there's a little bit of this back and forth with Hondo. They know each other. Who owes who? Did he let him get away? What's the deal? Is this gonna come into play later? That's sort of the deal with those type of characters is that they come and go here and there for certain episodes. So. So yeah, it's good to have Hondo back in there. But in large, this is Ezra and Chopper working together. Also, I think in the last episode, Ezra is now learning droid speak a little bit. So he is
More and more.
Mm-hmm. Right, he's learning how to interpret for Chopper, which is an element this show really needs. I mean, Hera does that as well. But anytime someone can interpret for a Wookiee or a droid or whatever, it's funny because you don't know exactly what that droid said, but based upon Ezra's reaction and answer, you're kind of like, oh, wait, what did he say?
Yeah, I get it. Everyone but Zeb kind of understands Chopper, right? I mean, Sabine does, definitely, because she learned different languages when she was in...
And she's good with mechanics and technical things, yeah. So she's good.
I'm not sure about Kanan, but Zeb definitely feels a little bit inferior. Last episode, we saw him... tell Chopper again, I don't understand you. Stop talking.
Right. Yeah. they're working together. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny. But so he's learning how to talk to Chopper and getting better at it. And because they're kind of a crew. It's these two.
Yeah.
And Chopper's out there seeing Ezra go through this. And he's kind of confiding in Chopper, too. Earlier when they were scrubbing down the ghost, like, I got a lot going on here. And Chopper's still kind of talking to him. It's almost like they're good buds.
Yeah. Yeah. That reminds me of a question I had for you. Have you ever been in a group like that where it's always okay to be in the group with everyone, but then sometimes it gets awkward when you're just with one of them in the group? You know what I mean? Like you have a group of five or six people that are constantly together, but then it becomes maybe with one of them you have like an awkward relationship where it's normal whenever other people are around, but whenever you're alone, it's kind of weird. Have you ever had that before?
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people have, where you're kind of like, oh, we don't really talk unless other people are around. What are you and I going to do now? Yeah.
That, who of the crew would you think they would have like an awkward, they don't really talk that much?
Interesting.
I thought Zeb and Chopper are a little bit, it's difficult because they can't really communicate.
Yeah.
But
Yeah. Zeb and Chopper was a little bit awkward, which is probably why they showed that. I don't know. It feels like Ezra at first is sort of the odd person out, but they're way more interconnected than most groups. So because it's tough, I was thinking like, Kanan and Sabine.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like,
Kanan and Sabine are not very talk that much. Or
they do though, because we definitely have. But we always see that when we're in a group and we're in combat mode. And here we go. But like just them out, maybe chatting
just on their own,
about what I don't even know.
Yeah.
So who knows? I'm sure there's some people out there who. Never mind. I don't know. It's interesting. Yeah, to kind of think about. So. As the group gets bigger and they have more people, and not that it's going to get bigger, as we talked a little bit about how this is the focus is these individuals, but it's interesting to see them interact with other people and learn more about their past and what they're dealing with a little bit. So
what I like about the group the most is really, like you said, they all have their moments, and it's not just Ezra and his little minions. who help him become a Jedi, yeah. But it's all of them matter, and all Absolutely. Of them have their, you know, strengths and weaknesses and character and yeah.
Right. And see, that's how you do it. That is how yeah. you do it. It's not just all of these side characters who are just there. One of the problems people have had with different Star Wars productions, I won't say which ones, it's just you guys can infer, is when you have a character who you build up and they're, or you build up a little bit, but then you kind of stop and you say, okay, mm-hmm. now they're just here to support the protagonist. They're here to support the one yeah. main character. And when you really, I mean, obviously that's some bit, that's story writing and storytelling. But when you have a, like when it's very obvious and the other characters don't feel like they really matter that much, it kind of, yeah. you know, you lose a little bit of, you're like, okay, well, it's just all about this one person.
Yeah.
And that's not the case in this. They make everyone feel really important.
Yes.
And like they have a huge impact in the rebellion and just to one another.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they learned, like you said, they influence and help each other grow all around, back and forth, crisscrossing.
Right.
Which is good. You need that to really kind of feel just, you're just locked in, you're invested. You reach a wider audience for that because you have some people who are like, I really like that, you know, funny Zeb character or whatever, right. or they like the droid. I'm a droid person. So little spoiler, we may come across an episode where there's only droids. And that's awesome. I love the only
droids. In Rebels?
Maybe. Yeah. Wink,
okay.
Wink.
Okay.
And the thing is, like, when you do, people would call those filler episodes. Okay, you just did an episode of filler. It's just the droids doing something. What's going on? I love it. Because it's Chopper's episode.
Yeah.
You know, it's his time to shine.
Yes.
And so what is he going through? How does he matter? It's just neat. I think it's neat. Yeah. And I don't consider it filler at all because he's a member of the crew. And I think like R2-D2, C-3PO, all those characters, the droids have always been a part of Star Wars. Always, from the get-go. They're part of the main cast.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's just big deal.
Yeah. Anyway,
love it. Love that they do that. That they give time for everybody and they let them all kind of develop and
Yep.
and play a big role.
Again, to just draw some parallels to Last Airbender, just like, you know, Sokka is not a bender. He doesn't have those powers. And Zeb doesn't really have special powers, I would say. He's strong. He can fight, but he doesn't, like, Sabine has her armor, and Ezra, clearly, and Kanan, they both have, are force sensitive. They can mm-hmm. use the force.
Hera's a great pilot, good leader.
Yeah, you know, and Zeb probably sometimes feels like, what's special about me? What mm-hmm, can I do? Mm-hmm. But they definitely need him. He's
well, and
super
that's why yeah, that,
like
that, yeah, that last episode was great, right? He had a really awesome role to play there, where he saved the kids essentially.
He saved the kids, big brother, and he got the medicine.
Yes,
medical supplies,
and he got the medicine. Yeah, so exactly, and you'll see more of that too from all the characters. Mm-hmm. You'll see episodes where Sabine shines, or where Hera does something awesome, and you really get all of their skills, and you start to learn, wow, they're a really big player. That's why they form such a good unit. You can't have everybody be forces, just a group of four. Yeah. You can, because just depends on the setting that you're in. Right, and what you're trying to do. You could have a bunch of force sensitives, and then they all have different roles. Some of them are a little technical. Some are, you know, more healers. Some are good with a lightsaber. You just have to have some diversity and mix it up a little bit. Make sure that you're playing to a bigger audience. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just kind of scrubbing through here on this one to see if there's anything we really missed. Nothing much really. Just some cool stuff with Ezra working through his feelings. The escape pod, as they go back, I think they're on Garel still. It's this pink, yeah, it's this pink kind of pinkish world that they're that they're on quite often. You've seen that,
yeah,
and
looks
yeah,
cool,
yeah, yeah. So it's kind of sort of where they're operating, and then his pod goes back. Something I missed, and in this rewatch that I thought was neat. I was wondering how Hondo gets back here.
Yeah.
Well, they had the ship on autopilot.
Right.
And it was being controlled by Chopper. Chopper had set it to go back.
Yeah.
Right. To the ghost. So.
Yeah. Thank goodness. Yeah.
Thank goodness. Right. And so he's in there just explaining and talking up Ezra and how great Ezra is. And he did a great thing. And we're good buds. And don't worry about me being here with these credits. Nothing suspicious. We're on the same team. Mm. Totally caught. And then Ezra walks in and says, hey, what's up? He's like, hey, my friend, here he is. So,
yeah. And I mean,
he's funny.
Funny thing is, I feel like everyone knows at least one person who is a little bit like that. Who's like like a little bit of a, just makes up his own stories and there's own a little version, bit of
yeah, exaggerates a little.
I don't
bit.
Say lies, but like yeah,
a spin
like,
on it. Yeah, you talking about me?
No,
okay,
no, sweetie.
Because I do enjoy good. I do enjoy good.
No, but
tall
not
tale.
That way. Not always, you know, to your advantage and.
I know. Yeah, yeah, for sure. One other thing, if you noticed it, but last episode and then into this episode, that Ezra has two like he has a scar on his face.
Oh, for a long time he's had
that for a while. I was trying to figure out when that showed up.
I don't know.
Okay, because it's been, we took a little bit of a break there, and I was trying to remember when he gets. That
I was wondering
the
about
of the
that
season,
because it always remind me of whiskers.
Ooh,
you know,
he's into Lothcats, so that's kind of cool. But yeah, he has that. I just wondered if you noticed that.
Definitely. I was wondering if I just missed it, and I'm just used to.
Can't remember
missing certain things, and I don't wonder anymore.
Yeah, I even myself cannot remember where I felt like that was a recent thing in the last episode where he just I think he just got that in the last episode.
No,
he's had it before.
I don't think so. Yes.
Oh, interesting. Well, sometime in season two, because he didn't have it in season one.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to remember. We can go back and.
Yeah, we'll go back and look. But yeah, I like to see like him develop. You'll see sort of different. Wow.
Oh.
Just
sorry.
I mean,
don't know how to handle microphones.
Some people might think you just sort of like blacked out like on the microphone, the podcast, like, you know, it's so funny. Anyway, sorry. No visual for this episode, guys. So you don't get to see the head bob on the microphone there. Anyway, what was I saying? I don't know. This episode was great.
Well,
loved it. Enjoyed it.
Can I say something though?
Yes.
I am not a fan of the end when Kanan is kind of like, oh, Ezra, did you go out on your own? That's cool. And last time, I mean, we talked about it last time. They were very worried. They don't know what they're up against. They're looking for Ezra. He goes out on his own. They even vanish somewhere in hyperspace. Who knows where they went? And, I mean, I don't get his reaction.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't understand it at all. I would be very upset.
Upset, yeah.
That he just left.
Yeah. It almost has a little too almost like... Yeah, it's really lighthearted, really easy going. Just because there weren't inquisitors,
how you know he didn't know who he was up against and
no, yeah, I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you. Yeah. I'm saying it just feels like they decided let's just take it down a notch in terms of seriousness and what have you. Because he comes back and it's just sort of like, so you're ready to go, you know, fight or whatever. Now we have to get in the next episode because there might be some scolding.
Okay.
At the beginning of next episode, not sure. That happens from time to time where they pick up and recall something that happened, you know, whether it's a week or a couple of days ago or whatever it is. And it's normally it's the previous episode. So we'll see. I can't remember. So I'm enjoying this rewatch just because there's so many things that I don't remember that I know the story and the arc and where it's going and what happens. But it's like, boy, it's really good to get in there and see the details and remember who shows up when and how things go. Because every time I see these two coming together, Master and Apprentice, Ezra, Kanan, it's awesome. And then I see other things developing behind that, to the side of that, that are going to be awesome as well. So, yeah. Just wild. Loving it. How you feel so far? Feeling good?
Really good. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's
fun. We just have to be careful that we don't just binge watch the whole season or the next season, and then we don't, you know, we have to go back and record.
Yeah, if these episodes are quick, guys, it's just because we don't want to get up here. We want to get it out. We want to get our raw reactions out there. Get your thoughts. They will be larger, longer episodes. You guys know that as we get closer to the big episodes that are coming in this season and in the next. So,
how would you react if I told you, "Wow, I didn't like it at all"?
You know, I would say, "Hang in there."
Okay.
I would say, okay, you said you would finish what you started. And I would say, all right, you're going to watch this all the way to the end.
I will.
And then you're going to tell
like
me.
Like today.
Yeah. Unlike the World Cup where you were like, oh, let's watch the World Cup today. my team's losing. Turn this off right now.
I couldn't watch them. Sorry.
And then your team went back up, and you're like,
there's no way they could be. I mean, I guess it'll. Yeah,
it was just too. Scored a bunch of goals, but yeah. Too stressful.
Too stressful. Yeah, I don't. I like watching sports, but I can't get too invested in one team because, it, like I said, it's too stressful. Yeah. I get mad.
Yeah. So yeah.
I'd rather not.
You did. You definitely did. So hopefully that doesn't happen in this series where, you know, Lottie's just like, all right, that's it. I'm done. Can't watch any more Rebels. It's turned me off. It's messed up. No, I think we'll be fine. So I'm excited.
I trust your judgment and I trust Michaela's judgment.
Let's go. Let's go. Hey, listen, if you're out there and you want Lottie to trust your judgment as well, leave us a review. Send us a message over at Star Wars Hangout 77 on Instagram. Send that to the Gmail. These episodes are happening fast. So as you listen, you're at work or whatever, take a couple seconds, hit me up on social media and encourage her. And I will read those to her to make sure that she is encouraged and locked in and is not losing focus. Right? Kind of like what Rex, kind of like what Rex said last episode, discipline. Right? The boy lacks discipline.
Well, who does he get it from? His master.
His master. So
I'm looking at you.
Okay. Well, hey, I need your guys' help. All right. Let me know. We gotta keep the ship on course here. So, anyway, all right, friends. Hey, thank you guys so much for joining us in this Rebel Rewatch. Again, check out the main episode where we're talking about theories. We got some stuff on Andor, Luthen, Mando season 3, different things coming out. So feel free to check that out, and we'll keep you guys posted on all the Star Wars news, the goodies, and what have you as we keep going with our Rebel Rewatch and our journey through Star Wars. So with that, friends, thank you. As always, may the Force
be with you. Better at
we're pretty good. We're a team. It's like we're in. Oh my gosh! It's like when Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn sort of link their minds and their body, they're fighting. They become one. Sort of, they get in this oneness state. Hey friends, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave us that review, check out our extra episodes on Patreon and Apple Premium. This is the way.